Ai, kia ora rei, te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou taonga, te reo irirangi o te hiko, te ika iwa, te koumāwhitu, irātahi, te iarere. Ai, ko te kai kororo e whaia ke nei ko Ari Kapa, koia rā te kai haka hau i te Māori Land Charitable Trust, ki te kororo e pāna, ki tētahi whai wāhi mōngā rangatahi, hoi no me tahi ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, Ari.
Kia ora, Joe.
Ai, kia ora. Ngā mihi o te wā ki a koe, he whai wāhi, he whai wā ki te kororo ki a hau. I rungo i tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika. Kia rongo atu o mātou whanaunga huri noi te tai tukirau ki wene o ngā kororo. Appreciate you joining us. So give us a little bit more of a kororo about these opportunities with the Digital Fellowship and Building Business Capability Fund. First of all, let's start off with you. Give us a little bit more of a kororo for our new ears that are listening to our radio station and more about who you are and where you're from.
Oh, kia ora. Well, ko Ari Kapa tōku ingoa, he rea hau no Te Aupauri, ki te kao. I am the kaihakahau rangatahi at Māori Land, which is based in Ōtaki. We're the largest Indigenous film festival in the Southern Hemisphere. And so our film festival happens every year during March. But I moved down to Ōtaki in 2019, but I was raised in Te Kawa, went to school in Kaipaia. So I'm really happy to be able to bring my mahi back up home and share, I guess, the knowledge that I've gained down here, share it with the whānau up home, and with our E Tū Whānau Rangatahi filmmaking workshop. That's a bit about me. I'm a filmmaker, director.
Oh, awesome. And we have seen some of the fruits of that kaupapa come out up here. But first of all, give us a little bit more of a kororo about this kaupapa itself, and then we can get into sharing a little bit more about how it's been so far.
Hi. So the E Tū Whānau Rangatahi Film Workshop, they started in 2014, and we've been travelling up to Kaipaia since, I think, 2017. And with this kaupapa, we go all over Aotearoa and we deliver free two-day workshops where rangatahi aged 12 to 25 or 24 can come in, learn, I guess, story structure, how to write a really good film. They learn a little bit about script writing. They learn how to use a camera, real basics though. Learn how to edit. And in those 2 days during our workshop, they get to make their own short film. The short films will then get submitted into our Rangatahi Film Challenge, where they can win up to $1,000. And then if their film is a finalist, it'll get screened at our Māori Land Film Festival and for all the world to see.
Mm. So, yeah. So yeah. It's been going for a while now, and you've been travelling up to Kaitai for a few years. For yourself, what's some of the highlights that you'll be able to share with our whānau up here?
The highlights of the workshop?
Aye.
I think one of the highlights is that through these workshops, we get to meet a whole bunch of really awesome rangatahi who then kind of, from our workshops, they move into our rangatahi leadership program called Ngā Pakiaka, and that rōpū, it's an open opportunity for aspiring filmmakers to work closely with Māori Land, and so we can mentor them to be able to create their own short films, professional short films, which is why we have Ngā Pakiaka incubator program, which we'll also have a screening of that up home as well. But I think it's more so just going out to different parts of Aotearoa, more rural parts, and being able to connect with rangatahi out there and get their stories from their hometown onto a big screen.
Mm. So it was about this time last year that you and I had a little bit of a kōrero about it, and at that time these workshops were free to participate, but you had to register, and there was only approximately about 25 spaces available. Is that still the case?
Yes. So we have a maximum of around 30, just so that we're able to kind of connect with our rangatahi a bit more and give more one-on-one attention to each of them here. And so registrations for our workshop are on our website, maorilandfilmfestival.co.nz, or on our Facebook, on our social media platforms, which is also Māori Land Film Festival.
And as you're coming to Kaitai, are there any other particular details about the location or where this course will be held?
Yeah, I think it's yet to be 100% confirmed because I understand that the building has had a couple of renovations, but we always have our workshop at the Te Aupouri House. Hopefully it's still going to be there. I'm looking at confirming that today. But yeah, in terms of, we usually have it in the boardroom, and I understand that, yeah, it's been moved around a bit, so I'm not 100% sure if it can fit our workshop, but at the moment it's Te Aupouri.
Ka pai nā. I was looking out the window while making a coffee this morning from the Te Hiku building over at the Te Aupouri House, and yes, there's been a whole lot of renovations going on. Hoi no, hoki atu ki tēnei kaupapa, tā koutou. And in saying that, what has been some of the majors that you've seen come out and ensuring that this is a kaupapa that continues to come to Kaitaia?
As long as I'm working at Māori Land, we will be going back to Kaitaia every time. Yeah. No, I always want to go home. I'm currently trying to work on getting a workshop during the same week that we come to Kaitaia, so it's the 17th and 18th of November. Hoping to do one at Te Kau School as well, because I'd love to do one up home. But, yeah, I think, I don't know, I just love going up there, going up home, and showing my colleagues where I come from. It's always cool, to show your whānau from other places, like your hometown. So, yeah.
Especially when you're living way down there in like Ōtaki amongst them or Raukawa. Yes, I used to visit up there a bit while living down in Wellington and going to university down there. Being able to bring your metes back up home and also share some of the talent, what are, I suppose, some of the other kaupapa that are involved with this E Tū Whānau kaupapa? And I suppose give us a little bit more around the relationship that has worked with yourself, the Māori Land and E Tū Whānau.
That's a good one. Our relationship with Māori Land E Tū Whānau, so we've been working with them quite closely. This year coming is our 10th birthday as well as E Tū Whānau's 10th birthday. So actually our visit up to Kaitaia and all these different places for these workshops is, I guess, going to be super special because the films we want to make are to celebrate these two 10th birthdays. And so our relationship with going up home, our reason for going up home is because the relationship, especially with Te Aupouri House and Te Hiku as well, always supporting us to come up home and make this an opportunity for our people up there, is always something that we really hold closely. In saying that, we also have another kaupapa called Ngā Pakeake Incubator Program, which is a result of E Tū Whānau, or our workshops, where some of us young filmmakers, there's 8 of us, myself included, who have gone through these E Tū Whānau workshops, have joined Ngā Pakeake, our rangatahi roku, have been mentored by Māori Land, and we were given the opportunity to create our first professional short films, which will then are currently travelling the world. We'll be doing a screening of that at Te Ahu on the 17th at 6:30. It'll be the first time that these films get shown up home. And so myself, I will have my screening at Te Kau, Te Mahara Hamehama, who's from Kaipaia, and I think he still lives in Kaipaia. We'll have the screening for him at Te Ahu. We also have another filmmaker from Taipuhero, her name is Tiana Trago Hall, and her films will be shown at the Kaipaia screening as well. So we'll have 8 short films. It's a really good program. It's called He Waiora. I invite everyone who's listening to come watch that as well. Yeah, come to Te Ahu to watch those films as well.
Yeah, and that is awesome. Growing from a lot of those kaupapa, we are seeing ones like Te Mahara, who joined us for a while, and being a little filmmaker, we got him on to our kaupapa of Hau Kāinga, getting out there and shooting some of the local stories and sharing those grassroots kōrero. And it's been awesome to be able to work with ones like that who have prior experience but also a passion for filmmaking and telling the stories of the kāinga. But any final kōrero from yourself, Ari, in regards to, I suppose, some encouragement for those who may be sitting on the fence still about this kaupapa but are interested?
If you're not too sure if you want to come to our workshop, I guess the only thing I can say is you can come for the first day and get a little taste of what our workshop is about. We're very friendly, but also we come from up home, so we know how to kind of talk to our own people, talk with our own people, and it's not a course as such. It's more of just like a hangout where you learn, we learn from whoever we get to meet at our workshops, and the end result is making a short film. And then in terms of our MTIP screening, these films have currently, four of them have been accepted to go overseas. And so I guess that's an opportunity for those who want to participate in our workshop to see what the end result of our workshops are with MPIP, these professional short films. It's a pathway, so our workshops first, join our Ngā Pakeako Rōpū, and then create your own short film, travel the world. So we're currently planning to go to Canada in a few weeks' time to premiere these short films overseas. And so some of us rangatahi will be heading over there. So you get to travel the world with these films.
Mm. Yeah, awesome. There's much opportunity within these kaupapa and others if they want to check it out. I've seen a few Etu Whānau Rangatahi Film Challenge kōrero on YouTube as well, a couple of videos there if they want to find out a little bit more. But also another short film that we had seen that was posted up, I think it was called Home or something like that. That was based up from a few rangatahi up here in Kaitaia. Hoi no he tino mihi atu kia koe āri mō wenei o ngā kōrero. Kia tuku tētahi ara mō mātou whanaunga. Ngā rangatahi, a very hard out question that is. Well, what rangatahi are, but I think you've defined it from 12 to 24.
Yes, I guess so. I guess you're a rangatahi if you feel like it, eh?
Yeah, I think some that are crouching on the age of 40 are still trying to claim to be rangatahi. Oh, hoi no, he mihi kawana ki a koe. Nō reira, tāku ki a koe I tēnei wa kia matara, kia ora.
Kia
ora. Ai, ko Ari Kapa tērā, koia rā te kai haka hau mō tēnei kaupapa. Kia kite ai I ngā tino hua o rātou kaupapa o Etu Whānau me te Māoriland Charitable Trust. Nō reira, ai, honohono mai ki tēnei o ngā kaupapa. Mēnā he mokopuna, he tamariki tā kautau, e nganana ki tēnei tūmoma mahi. Mai ngā tū kia rātou kia whaiwhai haere e tēnei kaupapa. Hakarongo turi mai ki tō tātou reo, irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te kou mawhi tu ira tahi te ia rere.